Good morning. Welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 42. Question of the day. So, what's the appropriate amount of time one should spend in a bathroom stall when one is trying to get the automatic toilet to flush? I apologize. Maybe not. I don't know if I should or not. Apologize for another bathroom-related topic, but, you know, bathrooms, we all do it every day, hopefully, and if you're not, you have issues and you should go to the doctor immediately, quite frankly. I just have noticed in the bathrooms where you don't have a lot of control, and I know most of the time there seems to be a little button that you can push, but it also seems that there are some that there really aren't. Like, you just gotta wave in front of the little sensor dude. But what's the length of time to do that? Because at some point you have to leave if it's not doing its job. And I was in a bathroom, and I've run into this before, but in a bathroom that consistently does not do it until you open the door and like leave. And it's like, that is just, in my opinion, too late. Okay, first of all, I want that all taken care of before I like head out. That just seems like the best option for everybody involved. And of course, if you leave and it doesn't happen, then what do? And you just feel stupid and annoyed. And like I said, I know a lot of them have the little thingy that you can push to make it happen. But when they don't, it's just sort of disconcerting, right? So I don't know, maybe there is the magical place and I'm just not knowing it or whatever, but is there some magical thing? I've pushed your hand in front and to it and away and turned to the side and tried to give it every opportunity, but at some point you just have to leave. But what's the appropriate amount of time that one should spend doing this? And I'm greatly appreciative to all of the people involved in cleaning our bathrooms who clean the back area. So when you are trying to manipulate it or find the little button, that it's clean to do that. And it's kind of like, okay, this whole hands-free thing is not working if the sensor doesn't work. The other thing I think that really bums me out about some of the toilets is that A, they flush way too fast and way too often. And I know the purpose of the sensing toilet is about hands-free mostly, but it would also be nice if it didn't waste water. Water's kind of important, and then you can't stop it from flushing. So it's like, no, we're done. We don't need to do that. It's over. Stop. There needs to be like a kill switch as well. So maybe voice activated? I mean, I can imagine that. That could go pretty unpleasant at times, depending on what options you have to tell the toilet to do. But hopefully pretty simple. But I'm like, maybe that's the way we need to go. Like a voice option to be able to say, okay, now is good, or stop, or whatever. Don't flush for 20 seconds after it's done already, one cycle. I don't know. That's my question. Just looking for the etiquette in when do I get to leave the bathroom and not feel bad? Granted, like I say, many times I open the door and it ends up doing its job anyway, but not all the time. So there has to be, we have to like have, what does Miss Manners say? Anybody know? Let me know. I'd be happy to adopt a rule and have a sense of closure and peace when I leave if I truly cannot find the little thing or make the sensor work. Weigh in on Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger. That's the @ Mornings with a Stranger, no space. Thanks so much for listening. Have a fantastic day. Talk to you tomorrow morning.